Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa,
and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa, too. And we have Wayne from CCA California here. Boy, what a wealth of knowledge this guy is. And what a great show, too. We're live at El Cajon Ford. Broadway and Main in El Cajon. This is our final San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote for 2019. And we're thrilled. Cowboy's here. Arnie's here. And Tommy P's here. Dave's and Grant are running the casting contest, the Shimano casting contest. A lot going on here at El Cajon Ford. And they have their cellophane. Did you see that Ranger inside the showroom? The Ford Ranger with the tent on top.
I've been too busy looking at the Raptors.
Really cool.
I've been too busy looking at the Raptors outside, so I haven't seen the Ranger inside. I'll do that
Raptors,
for sure.
The Raptors, yeah. And then the Roush, the Mustang Roush.
Oh, woo. Dude, yeah.
They've got some inventory here at El Cajon Ford.
I can't stop looking at the Super Duty in front of me. That's
that's a nice one, too, yeah.
My Super Duty came from El Cajon Ford, and, man, I'm not going to lie, that one looked real good. That looked real good as a replacement, you know.
Yeah, Paul was saying earlier that they have a diesel Super Duty for under $50,000. How is that possible?
That's what I paid for my
truck.
Most of
those are like 80.
Yeah, that's what I paid for my truck in 2000.
Yeah,
you know?
So a lot going on. Well, a lot going on right here, so let's go with the catch report right now.
You got it, buddy. Well, the catch report today, our fishdope.com report, is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect the oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com, or you can get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange. Let's start with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is online right now. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Wayne. So, guys, it's hard to believe it's Labor Day weekend, the unofficial end of summer, but, you know, whatever. We got biting fish to be caught, so it's all good. Best at Catalina, guys, my best advice there is don't do it. It's a holiday weekend, and it's hard to find even a piece of water without three or four boats or jet skis on it. It's just insane. So I'd pass on those yellows and calico bass fishing over there. San Clemente proper, good signal on the front side yellows. Stellar calico bass fishing up in the shallows, both on the plastic and on the iron. And guys, the big ones love those mackerels up there, fly lined in real shallow water. I'm going to pass entirely on a coast that not that much worthy to mention, but offshore, now that's a totally different story. That yellowfin off San Diego, you know, it's been really good fishing down around that 302 sector. It looks like it's on the move, though. Yesterday was a little tougher day for some of the guys. You know, some did okay, some not so much. But that upper edge is really pushing up fast, up above the border now. It's like 15 to 20 west of La Jolla, some of it, just inside the ridge. And that bodes well. Maybe they'll move into that 209, 312 area, and a lot of the Dana boats and along these boats and get a piece of that. But it takes, when it's moving like that, guys, sometimes it takes a little bit to settle into an area before they start biting. So hopefully that's today. The best answer for those yellowfin has been 15 to 20 pound fluorocarbon, number two hook, hot bait. Obviously that's, it's a guarantee just about forever, but gotta have it this year. They've really been touchy. As for the bluefin, well, they've just been bluefin. They're up a day or two, then MIA for a day or two. Backside of Clemente has been steady, but it looks like it's kind of in that back-off mode right at the moment. The weather's up a little bit. A lot of that stuff has been found on the inside of the island now, around that 289 zone. There's been some good signal on that really good grade, 120 to 140 like that, some foamers, and then sprinkle big ones in there also. They're biting both skip flyers and soul troll mackerels in there. You know, I just got, just before I went on the air here, I just got a phone call from my good friend Billy Kay with some of this information. I want to say thanks to Billy. He's great about sharing information, and he's just a stone-cold killer when it comes to catching them bluefins. And so don't use up all your mojo, Billy. I need to go out with you. And then also offshore, we got to keep an eye on those marlin there. There's been just a sprinkle of fish around the east end of Catalina up the front side off a long point like that down the ridge a little bit. They're here and there. No real concentration, doesn't seem like. But swordfish everywhere, awful lot of swordfish. Guys are getting some bites, and guys getting some bites on the typical way of baiting them with mackerels up on the surface. And I want to say congratulations to our good friend Jimmy Kingsmill there on his great big one that he caught here just a few days back. So overall, guys, yeah, 342, man, that's a real deal. Holy cow. Yeah, so there's a lot going on, guys.
Yeah, there is. At fishdope.com, Danny and the guys with all the new features on fishdope.com have had all the information. They have all the charts and all the icons and everything you need to go fishing is on fishdope.com. Except the rod and reel.
That's right.
Pretty much. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And go out and catch something, guys. It's time to go.
Hey, Mark, you may want to stay tuned for this next report because it's a little unique. But thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We're going to go a little bit north to our good buddy, Captain Pete Grossbeck, who was tuna fishing and had some tuna just a little bit above
you
that San Clemente
Captain
zone.
Pete Grossbeck.
The famous Captain Pete Grossbeck, for sure, is online. What's up, Pete?
What's up, guys? How are you?
We're good. You had some good tuna fishing this week, I understand.
Yep, a little bit different flavor than what's down there.
Did they have little long wings on them, huh?
Yeah, they do. They still do. I don't remember the last time I saw one, but
Now you're talking albacore, which is a fish that haven't seen. I haven't seen a live albacore in probably 12 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boss asked me last time he saw one. I couldn't answer it. I really couldn't. I would be guessing.
And so where were you fishing?
We left out of, we built the owner of a brand new 44 Viking. It's just a hard top and the downriggers and a crab puller and just for this area up here and keeps it in Half Moon Bay.
An ultimate and Central California boat.
Yeah, it's a little beast. You know, you can chug and get a mile of a gallon. And then if you want to come home at 28 knots, you come home at 28 knots, you know, so it holds 850 gallons. And we've got, you know, we just outfitted it for here. And he's been watching that albacore, and we've been fishing salmon a little bit. And that break had been up there where the Fort Bragg guys have been really doing well. And that break dropped down a little bit, so we made the chug up there. It was 120 from here. And we had a one-day window where the weather is just absolutely gorgeous. And went up there, and we never found the meat, but we managed to, I guess it was just scratch 40 of them, you know, up to 25 pounds.
Well, just 40th minute a day. So it was, wasn't great fishing for you then, just 40 for the one day.
For those, I guess for those guys, you know, they've been really, really getting them. And it looked like that break was breaking down, and I looked at a shot today, and there's some decent water outside Bodega now and, you know, outside here 100 miles or so. But, you know, what it's going to do, I don't know. But there's some pretty nice water outside, so it could drop down a little bit. But it was in there on the edge on the structure and in the little off color 63 degree water, and you get out to some 65. But if you got found it on the structure, it was there. But we just never found the meat. But you still got, you know, doubles and triples and.
Wow. That's what I wanted to know. Was it just like albacore fish in the old days? You put your feathers out and you get your jig strike and you get your bait fit. Like, what was it just like the old days?
Yeah. It's funny, Ricky. The biggest fish we caught was on one of the boat lines you made us.
All right.
And wow. How big was that, Pete?
25.
Nice.
And the first fish, Ricky. The first fish after gray light, we had a bite on the boat line. And the owner's driving the boat with his friend, and so I was back there with Mike Maddox, who came up with me, and we pulled it in. As we threw it on the boat, we hollered, "We got one!" And
that's
we threw
so
it on
cool.
the boat. Never stopped the boat. It was pretty funny.
That's
but
great.
It was beautiful weather, man. Gorgeous.
in Northern California, of all places.
What a fun experience, man. That's awesome, Pete.
Well that's Captain Pete Grosbeck with the Albacore Report from Northern California.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And I think that stuff's going to come down. I'm no expert up here, but that break kind of, there was a hard edge, and it kind of dissipated, and now you look offshore, and there's quite a bit of blue water. Whether it settles in somewhere, I don't know. But
it's just really nice to know that that population is alive and well, and not, you know, we're not catching albacore right here because there's none left. The water is just right above us, and it's not right here right now. So it's nice to know
someday,
when that water gets right, that we're going to have that fish again.
Again, I'm going to predict it for next year.
There you go. I like it, Pete.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Captain Pete Grosbeck, sure appreciate your time there, and have a great time there in Northern California. Thanks for the first in many years of an albacore report on Let's Talk Hookup.
Haven't had one of those lately.
Yeah, for sure. Let's head north now up to Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, and talk to Captain John. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. This is going to be our final week of the season.
Wow.
But I've got to tell you about a fish yesterday that was so impressive. It's the biggest yellow eye I have ever seen. It was 36 inches long and 34 inches around belly.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a beach ball.
Yeah.
Pound, 25 pounds.
25 this pounds.
Cool.
Wow,
and
that's
this
a big
was
one.
A beast. Yeah, Captain Moe took his guests over to this little reef that he found fairly close to the lodge. They released a 44-inch ling pot, and they caught that giant yellow eye. That's just a huge, huge fish. We also had some really big halibut releases. We had a 64, a 65, and a 66 that won the 2-for-1. So really nice fish, and here's the other great news. We've had absolutely flat, calm water. And I've had limits every day, and I had 5 people on my boat, so that's 30 coho. And yesterday my average was about 10 pounds on those coho.
Jeez, absolutely big cohos. That's awesome.
Wow, what a way to wrap up the season. So this is the last week coming up this week, right?
That's the last week. The guests arrived this morning, and the last cat out taking guests home will be a week from today. So I'll give you a report next Saturday, but we're fishing up so fast for 2020, and we've already got 2 dates completely sold out in 2021. So if people are really interested in coming up here, they need to give Jay Brindle a call. He's our guest services manager, and his phone number is 1-800-423-3123. Again, it's 1-800-423-3123, and check us out at whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com, and check out our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. You can find out what we're all about.
Love that place.
Awesome,
Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. It's just a fantastic experience. You got to do it. Thanks, Captain John, and we'll talk to you for the final report next Saturday.
All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to Seaforth Sport Fishing, and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Well, about the same as we saw last week. Some very good fishing going on still. Halfway trip, still seeing some good bottom fishing there, some good calico bass fishing in the afternoon. Overall, been very consistent on that trip the last couple months here. You know, you kind of know what you're going to get. It's been a very good halfway trip there. The full-day trip, still fishing offshore, looking for yellowfin, a little bit of skipjack mixed in there, occasional bluefin, yellowtail also. So very good fishing on those full days and the 1 days and day and a half, all fishing. Same type of fishing there, and it's like we talked about last week, it's just been great fishing, and they're still catching those yellowfin on the full days and the 1 days going into September here. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Definitely got a busy weekend this weekend with the holiday there, but we got lots of trips coming up. Our half days, our full days, those 1 days, day and a half, all listed up there. You can make those reservations online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can always come down and visit us in person, say hi, and stop by a tackle shop there, and they've got a bunch of new, those Colt Snipers in there. They're fully stocked on those. So if you've been looking for the Colt Snipers, definitely come down, say hi, make a reservation, and get out there fishing.
Marco, some great fishing to be had on all length of trips at Seaforth. That's what's so cool right now is any trip you pick to go on, there's some great fishing. We got some good weather coming up. It's going to be another great one. Appreciate a great report as always. Thanks for keeping us up to date, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos.
Thanks a lot. That wraps up our catch report.
That's it, buddy. Today was sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the brand new Fish Pro series from Anza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. AnzaKnives.com for more information if you want to check them out. They also make killer knives for military, law enforcement, hunting. It's a great deal and a great knife. For more information, check out the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing, or one of these days, come by Anza Knives. They're right out here in El Cajon.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity. I mean, those knives are made by hand in California right here. It's an awesome company that makes absolutely the highest quality knife on the market, period.
There's nothing like them.
Yep,
go
no,
check them
no
out.
No doubt about
yeah,
that, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, Ed from Mira Mesa. Come on up, Ed. You're next up here at El Cajon Ford with Mr. Wayne Cotto from CCA California.
Up, hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to add to the albacore. I was up in Washington State off the coast up
there.
Wow. And the fish were within 10 miles.
10 miles
on
the coast?
No kidding.
No kidding on it. I couldn't get a boat out. I couldn't get on a boat.
Really? Because they were full?
Everything was full.
Wow.
On it. So I thought I'd throw that in. That's, well, what is it, the water temp that doesn't bring them close to us, or is it the current? Or?
What do you think, Wayne?
I think it's a combination of water temp, bait, and opportunity. Why would they want to leave? They're doing fine up there, and they're feeding. And our water temps are just too warm. Like I said, we were at Catalina. It was 70-degree water. They're more in that 58, 56-degree water temp.
Yeah, usually. And what they're using is dead bait.
Yeah, and they like the anchovies. We're in the sardine mode right now along our coastline.
Damn.
But what we heard from Dr. Barbara Block was that the Pacific Ocean, way out in between Japan, it goes through a hot and cold cycle. And right now, out there, it's been in a cold cycle, which is, for us, a sardine cycle. When it switches up to a warm cycle out there, then we go to a little bit colder here, which will bring the anchovies back into our zone. And so she sees that switch just starting, that light switch just got turned on.
So you think it's a small bait?
They tend to like the anchovy better than the sardine. And then squid also, right? We've been watching the squid. That just started back, too. But we were just talking because we just started seeing bonita, skipjack, and barracuda come through.
Wow.
Which is, you know, that used to be the precursor in the spring, right, for all of us to see that. So, you know, signs are switching right now. That's just Mother Nature going through her cycles.
All right.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys.
Very good. All right. Thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks is here. He just came back from a great Let's Talk hookup, Fast Lane Kayaks. Cedros Tackle, Cedros Kayak Fishing Trip. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Got to tell you, that island really delivers.
Wow. And you went down with Jeff and his gang down at Cedros Kayak Fishing. How was it?
Oh, it was, you know what, that guy keeps stepping it up every time I go down there. I don't know what trip this is. I've probably been on 10 or 12 of them. And you know what he's got going now? He's got brand new Hobie Outbacks. And he puts three on each panga, and you're like little attack ninjas going all over the island. He takes us into places that nobody fishes. They haven't seen a boat. I mean, I literally was sitting in areas that were full of boiler rocks and caves, and oh my
wow.
goodness, I was getting a sore
wow,
neck
cool.
looking at all this stuff. Yeah, it
oh,
was beautiful.
Man. And sore arms catching calico bass and yellowtail, right?
The calicos just really delivered in that situation. I've never seen that much bait in my life. And I got to say, I saw Les, one of the, you know, Let's Talk Hookup, you know, listeners, he went on the trip, and his son Brandon, and Brandon caught a calico. I mean, it was monstrous. We didn't weigh it, but it was a gorgeous calico, and we're just sitting there going, "Wow, I want one of those!" And it delivered. We all got big ones. You know, I was kind of thinking about, you know, your listeners. You guys need to get your sons and go do a father-son bucket list trip. That place is amazing.
Yeah, that was and Bobby from Fisherman's Landing, who works the desk there at Fisherman's Landing, was with you too, and caught some. Said he had a great time.
Oh, that's Gideon. Yeah, Gideon and Bobby. Oh, we had a blast with that kid. Yeah, he was all over the place.
Yeah.
He was motoring around.
Great.
And one of the things that I was really appreciative about Jeff is you know, he keeps building on bedrooms and things, and his house that you stay at is just marvelous. I hope he calls in and tells you all the new stuff, because he's really added a lot of flavor to that place. And I got to say, that's a great, you know, bucket list thing. I was impressed. And
yeah,
the fishing was
cool.
Good. It was hard fishing, but we would get those yellowtail and get yanked all around, and we got into foaming bonita like you wouldn't believe.
Wow.
Anyway.
Well, Ron
Lane,
I know it's a tough job for you going down and hosting our trips down there, but somebody's got to do it, right?
Now, when we got to one of these locations, we were launching the boats. We were literally off the Ponga in 5 minutes, and I was kind of cracking up going, hey, where's the candy on the seat? And Christian yelled over. He goes, no, it's breakfast. Burritos are in the pouch. I thought, wait a minute.
Fantastic. Wait a minute. What a great trip. Well, SedrosKayakFishing.com for more information. Jeff does a great job. And if you want to know more, head on down to Fast Lane Kayaks this weekend. You guys are open, right?
Oh, yeah. And I got to tell you, the new Outbacks are here. We've also got the new 360 you can take a peek at. And the 2020s are hitting. And we have a Mirage Drive that has kick-up flippers. The actual Mirage Drive has kick-up flippers, and they'll lock back in. So check it out. And come by the shop and try one.
All right.
That's cool.
Thanks
Ron.
A lot, Mr. Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayak, SedrosKayakFishing.com. If you want to book a trip, it's very, very popular. It's already booking up for 2020, so you want to get on it. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the time this morning. Appreciate that very much. We're back at Elkhorn Ford here. Eddie Means is down here. Eddie, you around? We see Eddie.
Eddie's making his way up from the casting contest right now.
Yeah,
sporting an AFTCO.
He won an
AFTCO raffle prize.
Yeah.
Well done. What's up,
good
Eddie?
One.
Oh, hi. So tall people.
Turn that down. Just turn the mic down there for you.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Okay. Okay, a couple weeks ago you were talking about seasick medicine, and you were talking about the Scopace, and it sounded like the pills weren't available anymore.
Yeah, so, compounding pharmacy.
Yeah, you can still get them because I went to my pharmacy. I went to my cabinet and pulled my bottle out. I only had 4 pills left. And so I called my pharmacy, which is in Northern California.
Yeah.
And
I believe
said,
that's the one that Bob Blum told me about.
Yeah, that's the one that Bob Blum said to use.
Yep.
And they still have them, and you can still get it. So I just want to let
Templeton
know.
Pharmacy, right? I believe it's in Templeton, California.
Yeah, it's in Templeton, California.
Yeah.
It's North Coast or something like that, pharmacy.
All right. So well, thanks.
I just want to let people
know. All right,
know.
Eddie. Cool. That's good information.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming down to Elkhorn Ford. Evan from San Diego. Next up, Evan, are you around? Do we have Evan here?
Looks like Evan must be out checking out some of the Fords
maybe
on the lot.
Maybe he's out taking advantage of the Cellathon weekend, huh? How about Eric? Eric Oles? Eric's here. All right, Eric. Thanks for coming down to Elkhorn Ford.
Eric's got a DTX Minnow from the raffle.
Look,
nice. A Nomad.
Just happened. My question is about the Nomads. When you're trolling them behind, how fast can you really go with them? You know, they say you can troll them really fast. So 13, 14 miles, 10 miles an hour?
I mean, I think that they'll still track at that kind of speed. Like, they say that you'll be able to track one of those at 12 knots, no problem, which is in that speed. I think that that's probably faster than you would probably want to go in most scenarios. So in a private boat, one of those would track at that speed, but I think that's just faster than would be good trolling cover. You know what I mean? Yellowtail and tuna, you're usually going to want to be more in that 6 to 8 knot kind of range, more than 10 or 12. But it is nice to know that if you're trolling around at 6 to 8 knots and you see a bird school pop up, that you can hammer down on the throttle a little bit and those things will stick right down in the water and not come flying out at you.
This is my third Nomad, two courtesy of Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, nice.
So now I can do a nice spread. Would you put like a cedar plug out with it too?
What do you think, Wayne?
You can. But the problem with the cedar plug, it'll move around, so just make sure you have enough spread.
Okay.
You know, and then if you're using those, right now the hot ticket has been those cedar plugs with the daisy chain on them.
Yes.
But those things move around
chain.
A lot, so never put two of those together too close. They'll wrap each other up. And you can pull that between up to 10 knots. I've seen it on the back of the sport boat, not a problem.
One last thing. We were out in San Diego, caught limits on last Friday.
Nice.
The big ticket was size 4 hooks.
Size 4.
Yeah. We were going down to size 4. We got a school at about 3:30 as soon as the sun came out, and it was just wide open for about almost an hour.
Wow. Well, that's because you had that little 5-inch bait, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was a little bit bigger, but they just wouldn't eat anything.
They wouldn't eat anything. And 20-pound test?
No, 15.
15? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, last weekend was Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge. We dropped down to 15-pound to get bit.
But the size 4 hook was a
that
ticket.
That was the T. That was
all
the
right.
D.
Thanks
right
for the
on
tip. Thanks a lot for coming down to El Cajon 4. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, phones are packed up. This time we're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, John.
Good morning,
looks like
John.
John's on the air, but I don't know that he's aware of it, John.
Yeah.
John's getting out of bed.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's try and grab somebody else.
How about we talk to Paul? He's got us from Bellflower this morning. What's up, Paul?
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Hi, Paul.
Awesome. My question is, you guys were talking about a gentleman earlier that helps out a lot with our fishing rice and stuff like that.
He's sitting right here, Wayne Cotto.
Right, him, and you guys were talking about another guy. Is there a way?
Bill
yeah,
Shedd.
Yeah, I think that's it. Right, that's who you're talking about.
From AFCO.
Is there anything in place to pay these guys for their time and their dedication for our pleasure and
Wayne,
all the work they do?
We can always take donations. Go up to our website at ccacalifornia.org, or you can look us up on Facebook or Instagram. And we will always take a donation. Trust me, we are a 501c3, and we have to earn every penny that we use to fight our fishery for our fisheries.
No doubt about it. So donations are much appreciated.
Always.
And don't forget, we said Bill Shedd from AFCO donates 10% of proceeds
from AFCO.
To support
and how,
sport fishing.
How cool is that? The next time you buy a shirt, the next time you buy a pair of shorts, the next time you buy a kite clip or an outrigger clip or a new AFCO gaff, 10% of that is going back to fighting for us to keep going fishing.
Pretty incredible. So thanks, Paul. We appreciate that very much.
All right.
It's really great stuff.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're on 97.3 The Fan.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Stop asking your smart speaker to give you the latest stock prices. You don't own any. Instead, listen to your favorite host talk about the Padres. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, live at El Cajon Ford in El Cajon. Having a great time talking fishing, bro.
Yeah, I want to thank our good buddy Arnie and his lovely wife Jody for the nice birthday cake for both Chris and myself, as well as Tommy P.
Well, happy birthday, everybody.
Tommy, all week long. We had the whole spread. Yeah, mine was Monday, Chris's was Tuesday, and Tommy's was Wednesday.
Nice.
So, but I got a few years on Chris. He just turned 29. Oh, my God. Makes me feel wow. Yeah. So, anyway, thank you, guys. That was very generous, and we sure appreciate that. Live at El Cajon Ford here. You see, you even get birthday cake down here at El Cajon Ford. So, come on down. Having a great time talking some fishing here. Mo in Vista. Come on down, Mo. Where are you?
Here comes Mo.
Nice to see you, Mo. Thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford.
What's up, Mo?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, guys. I got a question. Lobster season's coming right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
What kind of haulers do you guys recommend?
Oh, the Ace Line Hauler.
Yeah.
And the Ace Line Hauler is nothing like it. Power hauler. They've improved it every year, and it really works well.
Yeah,
it really, really works well. As a matter of fact, on the 20th of September, we're going to have the guys from Promar on talking lobster fishing. So you want to be sure to tune in to Let's Talk.
Oh, yeah, every week.
Yeah.
Well, I say you bring these 29-year-olds out and have pull.
You know, Chris has got big muscles, too. He can pull. But nothing like the Ace Line.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just started lobster. These two guys, young kids, and my son, they go out, and I said, well, okay. So I just drive the boat and they pull.
Start them in deep water. Make them earn it.
That's a good way to do it. A good crew is always the most important part about lobster fishing.
When Ricky was younger, that's what I used to do. Because he was the puller, you know, young guy, he could pull it. But now, you know, he's a little bit older and we both need the Ace Line.
I got
hauler, right?
The ticket. Dallas likes lobster fishing more than just about anything we do. All the cool trips we go on, she's the biggest lobster. She wants to pull all the time. I have an Ace Line hauler.
Yeah.
You taught me that a long time
ago. Yeah.
Smarter, not harder. Dallas likes to pull every hoop, every line, every everything. She's the most ultimate lobster person to go with every time. Like, you want to drive the boat? I can pull this next string. Oh, no, okay. No, I'll keep going. All right, yeah,
whoa.
Perfect. Sounds good to me. So, yeah. Get one of those. That's the best
move. Where would you spot it? Usually just on the fantail or close to the back, left corner, right corner, or in the middle? Or
could go anywhere, you know. It depends on what's comfortable on your boat and where you're
normally it's the side where you're driving on.
I keep mine. Yeah.
So you can see it a lot easier.
Yeah, you can bring it down the rail.
I've got mine on a downrigger mount that slides into a rod holder. And so I just put it in the stern rod holder on the same side that I'm driving on, just because it's easier to see the buoy and the line as you're sliding up to it from the driver's side.
Okay.
It's just got to be a really sturdy rod holder because there's a lot of pressure.
Right, yeah.
Because I think we broke one of mine already when they tried to do it by hand.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of pressure
it.
On some of those, too, especially if they're full.
No doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks,
indeed.
Guys.
All right, Bo. Thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford. I have a question for Paul. Step back up to that mic, Paul, real quick. So, we have a caller, actually, so let's go ahead and jump into that call.
You got it. John in Huntington Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. We have Paul standing by. You had a question for Mr. Ford here.
Oh, I do. So I'm interested in pulling a boat with a Ford truck that would have like I could put a camper on it, like a cab over camper. What size truck would I need? How much can an F-350 pull?
or weight cab wise. F-350, if you're going to put a cab over a camper, is the right one because the payload in the bed, you need that extra payload. That's the difference between a 250 to a 350 is the leaf springs in the back and what the payload can be. But it depends on gear and motor, too. You got to whether you go diesel and then the tow haul mode. But how big a boat are you pulling? Or are you trying to figure that out?
Yeah, it would be like a 23-footer, probably weigh about 8,000-10,000 pounds when it's fully loaded.
The F-350 would be the perfect rig. I think you could probably go up to about a 14,000-pound truck with the cab-over camper in it. There's a lot of different cab-over campers, too. There's real lightweight ones that definitely recommend anytime you can go lighter on a cab over camper because of the height and then putting a boat behind it. But with the tow haul mode and the stability and now all the you can actually have trailers now that have sensors on it. So, you know, the new cars, you can tell when somebody's on the side of you. They actually now have, Ford has a deal that they can tell where the cars are on the side of your trailer.
Wow.
Your boat.
Oh, how cool
so
is that?
So it's all tied in. Yeah, it'll tell you lane sensitive. It'll keep you in the lanes. And,
wow.
That would be a perfect truck for you. 250 would probably work if you went with a lighter cab over camper, but some of those cab over campers can get really heavy.
And what about engine? Diesel, gas? Where are you going?
The diesel is a great motor. The V10 is a great motor. The 6.2 is a great motor. But if you're definitely going big, the diesel's the way
can't
to go.
Can't beat that Ford.
And
diesel.
Those new Ford diesels are so quiet.
You can't tell the difference.
You can't tell.
Crazy. That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, and it's been a fantastic motor for us. That motor's been out since 2012, the 6.7. Diesel, and it's I feel bad that I don't have all the details because I don't get to play in the sandbox, I call it, as much. But what are we horsepower and torque on a diesel right now?
1,000
foot pounds of torque.
Wow.
On those diesels, and still get you know 20 miles a gallon out on the freeway if you
Unreal.
Put it in there, if you put it in the right gear and drive the right speed.
Yeah,
but I appreciate the call, and if you need one, I know a guy.
You know a guy? Yeah, right here at Elkhorn Ford. Thanks for the call this morning. I have a question. Ranger inside. With that tent on top, that is a cool setup.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Ford paired up with Yakima. Yakima's out of Washington.
Uh-huh.
They're a big camping outfitter. Super cool. That holds 500 pounds up in there. So
wow, up on the top.
Yeah, so you can get up there with a grizzly bear if he comes in there to sleep with you.
Sleep with
Alaska,
it too.
Right, and it's got memory foam in it. So it's super comfortable, super cool. And the best part about it is it all folds down into about a 10-inch tall package. It's all waterproof.
That's cool.
And then you still have all your room underneath.
You still
the
got
store.
A truck bed.
You still got a truck bed. So you can roll down the road. The tent goes up in like 3 minutes. I mean, just boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
What a great way to travel.
That's like
you got to come
Sierra's
down. Check,
right
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah. You got to come down and check it out at Elkhorn Ford. It's really a cool deal.
Yeah, you could pull your boat, have your tent, and still have all the room in the back for your camping stuff.
That is a good deal.
Yeah,
man.
We appreciate you being here.
Ford just keeps getting better and better.
We're going big and strong with the
yeah.
truck market, and that's where the trucks and SUVs are the thing, and that's always been Ford's thing, so everything's lining up perfectly.
We're proud to represent you, Paul.
No doubt.
We appreciate
yeah,
you guys.
No doubt about it. Roy from San Diego is here. I appreciate you coming down to Elkhorn Ford and hanging out. If guys want to do a – you got a question for Paul. Paul, don't
also.
Go away. He's got a question for
Sorry.
You. All right.
So
thanks,
I got
Roy.
A son now. He's in college and got a nice job and stuff like that. Do you guys have – first-time buyer programs for college, young kids, you know, whatnot, stuff like that?
Ford's real big into getting people out of college, so there's an extra rebate for him being in college,
mm-hmm.
a college graduate, anywhere from $500 to $1,000, depending on which vehicle you're on. And then Ford's first-time buyer program, because he's a college student, he automatically qualifies for graduating from high school.
Oh, wow.
Or from college. So the program's great. I can go over it with you if you've got some time when you're done here.
Cool.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Thank yeah. you, Roy. Appreciate that. Ed Nelson is here. Ed from Alpine. We're in your neck of the woods. Come on up, Ed.
What's up, Ed?
Appreciate you joining us here at Elkhorn Ford, right down the hill from you here. Broadway and Main in Elkhorn.
It's all downhill.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Exactly. Great to be here. It's a
yeah.
great show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. CCA's here.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Generally, I'm still talking about those hooks, number four hooks. And
that's a small hook.
The small baits. You know, it's really a trick, you know, and I think you really bring the ranch, you know, cover the board.
Sure.
You know, don't do what I did the last trip. 20 what? 15 what? So anyway, that's what I got to say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Well, thanks for coming down. Appreciate that. Harry from La Jolla, you're next up. Harry, come on, the world famous Harry. Here he is.
What's up, Harry?
You guys were mentioning the tagging trip. I was fortunate enough to be invited to be part of it last week, and it's unofficial, but we fished the MPAs, and then we fished areas adjacent to the MPAs, because many fish next to the MPAs. So I don't think that the MPA is producing more fish by being protected.
Wayne, you want to weigh in?
That's exactly what the study's about. That's the whole, you know, that's one of the portions of the study why we're trying to, they tag inside and outside transects,
right,
to see is there going to be the effect that they're expecting. That's why we're doing it. And we're not doing it alone, guys. Understand, everything that's being done, that California Collaborative Fisheries Research Program, is done throughout all the state, through all of the different universities and their programs. The sport boat guys are all participating in it through SAC, right? And everybody's putting in their time to help, right? But in the long run, what we're trying to do is, are the MPAs working the way that they were designed and what they were meant to be accomplishing? And that's why we need to participate as anglers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't stress enough, we don't do this by ourselves. Everybody needs to participate and help. Everybody, right? We're all putting in our time, our efforts. You know, it's not just CCA ever, right? So, but Harry, yeah, what you guys were doing inside of La Jolla, right?
Right.
Yeah,
the
La Jolla
one. It was great fun, but it was very informative.
It's very informative. If you haven't been able to go out on one of these tagging opportunities, go up to that California Collaborative Research Fisheries Program website and sign up as a volunteer and get on the schedule so when any one of those areas open up trips that you can try to get on them. I couldn't be more ecstatic because the Channel Islands one, those are some of our oldest MPAs.
Yes.
Who doesn't want to go fish inside of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to release it, but those are some, so that's some fun fishing inside
of
there.
Yeah, that's really fun.
So, and those are now coming up in September and October this year.
Really?
There's like 8 trips that are scheduled.
How do you sign up?
You go up to the California Collaborative Fisheries Research Program. It's a website, and there's a tab at the bottom to sign up as a volunteer. And each program is in their own zone. Well, this one's being run out of the Jen Cassell's group out of Santa Barbara in conjunction with Jamie Diamond and J.C. Diamond out of Santa Barbara with their two boats, and then they're doing a couple of trips out of Aloha Spirit out of Cisco's.
Okay.
You know, and everybody, again, pulls together to make these programs work. But that, if we go and participate in all those, then we're going to also keep them, you know, accountable to what we're seeing and the findings and everything. But, guys, you want to go do these things. They're fun. You have to go fish for free inside and outside MPAs.
That's
you don't get
cool.
to keep it, but take pictures.
There you go, Harry.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot for coming down to Elko and Ford. Hey, before we run out of time, I want to talk about the SoCal Charter Challenge, which our man Arnie is hosting actually one of the events on the Tomahawk, right?
Absolutely. Man, this is going to be such a great event. Here comes Arnie right now to talk about this great
Arnie,
event.
Arnie, turn that mic down. There you go.
There you go. Good morning, guys. How are you all doing?
Great.
Great, yeah.
That cake is delicious, by the way.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, I'm going to be the charter master on the Tomahawk. Right now, I think, Chris, we've got like 5 spots left, guys. So if you really want to get
on
the trip, please go to the CCA website, sign up. You're here today. See Chris. He can sign you up right here, right now.
What great timing, too. Departing October 13th, returning October 15th.
Yeah, so
right? That'd be day and a half trips, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
All
3 are day and a half trips, Wayne?
Yes.
Yeah.
The goal is to have the 3 chapters, L.A., Orange County, and San Diego, compete against each other in the same zone. So by having those 3 boats right now on that day and a half trip, it's tentative that they're all going to fish in the San Clemente zone. And so that way, we'll see. Who's the better fisherman, guys? L.A., Orange County, or San Diego?
Whoa.
Right?
I tell you what, right now, I saw that post that Dana Wharf guys put up on Facebook. Yeah. You know something? Yeah, they ain't got it, guys.
Okay,
we got it down here. So, guys, come out here from San Diego. Represent, please.
Yeah,
get
out here. L.A. chapter on the True Line at a 22nd Street Landing, one of our great sponsors here on Let's Talk.
That's going to be a tough one to beat.
Those guys are good. Yeah. And then the O.C. chapter on the Fury. Oh, that's a good one, too. Well, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
They're certainly good at smack talking. You know,
yeah.
We know they're good at that part of it.
No, you know, Rick Dozberg sold the boat, and he's got a new hot shot
exactly.
That's running that boat now. And, of course, Dana Wharf, a great sponsor, too. And, of course, San Diego, the Tomahawk, great guys, and defending champions for the Capital Tour Wars, too.
Yeah.
So, out of Fisherman's Landing, another great sponsor here on Let's Talk Hookup. And so you think you're going to take it, huh?
Hey, that's what I say, guys. Yeah. San Diego, represent, man.
So what about spots? How does one sign up? How many spots left on each one?
Well, Chris right now is here. He can take sign-ups for any of the 3 boats.
Any of the 3
You can
boats.
Go up
okay.
to our website, or you can go to Facebook and Instagram and tag us, and Chris will get a hold of you to sign you up.
So there's spots on each trip.
We have, I think, well, Chris can tell you the exact numbers right now.
So right now we've got 5 spots on the Tomahawk. Okay. We've got six spots on the OC boat, the Fury, and we have about a dozen boats on the True Line.
Okay, okay. Come on, LA. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's get
There's
on it.
There's still some room, guys.
Yeah, so plenty of room. And the proceeds go to benefit CCA.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, these guys are giving us.
Well, we want to have fun.
Yeah. And which boat are you going on, Wayne?
I think I'm on the Tomahawk.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out of, I live in San Diego, guys. Sorry.
All right. And Chris, which boat are you going to be on?
I think
you don't know yet. Okay.
I think I'm going to put them on the Orange County boat.
All right.
Yeah.
And then you have representatives from the different chapters that are going to be on.
Yeah, Arnie's going to be on the Tomahawk. He's the charter master down here.
Okay.
Right now, John Bellotti, the president, is the charter master for the LA one.
Oh, he'll get that filled out.
Yeah. And then, you know, Robbie is the
Robbie
president.
Is
the president
Shimano.
He's in Orange County at this point.
And he's going to be on the Fury?
We're hoping to be. Schedule will allow it.
Sure that there's going to be a lot of Shimano.
It's always a scheduling issue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's cool. Very good. Well, thanks, guys,
awesome.
And good
That'd
luck. So just sign up with Chris here today if you want to go on any of the three trips, or go to ccacalifornia.org and look for the SoCal Charter Challenge. Let's try and sneak in somebody else. Bob from Lakeside is here. Bob, thanks for joining us here at El Cajon Ford. Still time to take advantage of that big sell-a-thon going on this weekend.
What's up, Bob?
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Great. Lovely. Beautiful day. Wayne, question for you. Touching on what you were talking about earlier with the albacore up north, I was wondering what your thoughts were on the fact that we're catching both bluefin and yellowfin down here on the same boats. I mean, bluefin are typically a colder water tuna, and the yellowfin are a warmer. So what are your theory about why you're catching the same fish on the boats?
Well, I think they actually do cohabitate in the same water column. It's just where, how and where they migrate. The yellowfin, I don't know all the science, right? That's why we're doing all the studies. I'm not going to claim to be the expert on it. The bluefin, though, historically have been going north-south from here. They're going up north and feeding and staying around, and then they're heading back to the western Pacific to spawn. The yellowfin tuna have been going north-south all the way down towards the equator and back up towards us. And they follow the warm water and,
food,
and the bait.
Food is such the big
thing.
You know, if that food is in there and that fish can be in there feeding and fat and happy with the amount of both red crab and fin bait that we have, that's the biggest factor. Nothing holds fish like food, and our conditions are very good for it right now, which puts both of that fish, you know, available for us.
If you look at what's going offshore right now, between all of the pelagic species that we have in, all of the sharks that have been on shore, all of the swordfish now coming back, All of the whales, all of this is because of bait, right? They have to be able to feed. So it's all converging right now here in this area.
It's such an X factor. Like, some of the area that a lot of our bluefin and yellowfin is in the greenest, dirty water that you would never associate with good tuna fishing. But there's so much feed in there that's the X factor that trumps a lot of things. A lot of times it trumps perfect water condition, and it trumps perfect water temperature. I mean, some of that water's as green as your shirt, but that fish is in there fat and happy and feeding.
And they're eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford, Bob. Appreciate that. Will from Pacific Beach. Sneak in one more here. Will, you close by? Will from Pacific Beach?
A lot of guys in the cast off of the casting contest.
Oh,
right
there.
So
okay. All right.
Will might
All right.
Be,
How about Wayne? I see Wayne from Point Loma is right there. Wayne's ready to go. He's got his dive hat on, ready to go scuba diving in Key West, which I love that place.
Already been to Key West this year.
All right.
Hey, I was going to comment on Crazy Tom Schiff and how much weight he's lost. He looked great, except while I've been here, I watched him eat one donut and two helpings of the cake. So,
oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, there it
worth,
goes.
I don't know if it's worth mentioning.
He has shed a person. Hasn't
real
he?
Quick, what do you guys recommend for trolling? I'm going out with my buddy on a private boat this week. It's a small boat, but when we're looking for a paddy, what's pretty much the hottest trolling thing these days? And please,
Ricky?
Don't say cedar plug, because I don't have one.
Oh, come on.
Well, I got something even worse than that if you don't have one, but a cedar plug daisy chain.
Yeah.
That's been the hot thing as of late. Well, I got a buddy with a tackle store that's got a whole bunch of them.
I know those.
See him, man. No problem.
Yeah.
Do you know a tackle store in town?
There have been lots of great trolling jigs, but that one over and over we keep hearing about is a really good boat stopper, is that cedar plug daisy
chain. All right.
And those Nomad DTXs.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Check the Nomad DTX. Yeah, it's a good one. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate that. Dave is here with the results from the casting contest. All right, Dave, it was a cast-off, it looked like, huh?
Yeah, we did. We had a tie for first place. That went, but that cast-off went to Andy Studevant. Second place was Evan. So that's your first and second. We had quite a cast-off for third spot. And that third spot went to Cliff Friend.
All right, hey, Cliff from Lakewood. Whoa, Cliff, way to go. All right, Dave, thanks to
nice job,
you
Dave.
And Grant for doing a great job there. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to give away all kinds of prizes. We got Maui Jims to give away. We got casting contest prize to award. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule. Check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Great time at El Cajon.
Wow. Here,
man. So cool.
Gave away so many prizes over there thanks to Tommy and Arnie and the one and only Cowboy over there. Sure appreciate all the prizes. And thanks to all our sponsors that donate those prizes, too. And thanks to a lot, too, of course, Dave and Grant for running the casting contest, and that was fantastic. And Wayne, thank you for all you do
this
for
awesome,
anglers. You and Chris are, you work 7/24 on helping save things here. So
thank you, yes, man. I'll tell you what, it's we can't do it without our sponsors and Let's Talk Hookup and everybody else that's out there, guys. All of our members that work so hard, all the volunteers. It's a group effort. That's the only way we succeed.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much. Thanks. And Chris, too. Happy birthday to Tommy P. And, yeah. Hey, so, okay, Wayne, it's time. Let's let the birthday boy, Chris, draw the last qualifier for the big grand prize, the four-day trip on the Royal Star on Alaska Airlines. Go ahead, Chris, quick. This is live radio. All right, make the announcement. Who is it?
It is Jeff Becker.
All right, Jeff. Congratulations. And
Jeff Becker, step up, buddy.
And the winner of the Maui Jim sunglasses from the Step Up to the Mic, even though you didn't get the Step Up to the Mic, Anthony Lewis.
All right, Anthony.
Anthony
congrats,
Lewis.
Awesome.
All right, Jeff. All right, very good. Thank you all for that. And, of course, if somebody wants to join CCA California, if you're not a member, how do we do it, Wayne?
CCACalifornia.org is our website. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and guys, get involved. Come on out. Man, yeah. We've got that SoCal Charter Challenge. We've got the Inland Empire meeting coming up in September. Come out and participate. That's how we do it.
A lot going on. All right. And thanks to Adam on the phones and Brian in the studio there back at the Fan tomorrow morning. We'll be back in the studio, Rick and myself, Captain Drew Card from the Pacific Queen. That's going to be a great show. The man on the fish this year. Captain Drew will be with us 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning right back here on 97.3 The Fan.